Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Looks like the swag has arrived and so much more. Joining us in the studio, we've got Bruce Duncan Skeef here with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Bruce, it's great to see you once again. Good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's always nice to drop in here.
For sure, and warm up on a chilly morning.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of telephone and Zoom and all that sort of thing, too. It's nice to see people in person.
Exactly. So we have swag that has arrived with Stratford Pride Community Center just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, you know, when Circle Restaurant was attacked at the beginning of November, and let's face it, when they attacked the restaurant, they attacked every gay person in town. I organized, 2 days afterwards, I organized a public meeting with the police chief and our current mayor there as well to talk face-to-face about the problems of hatred and bigotry in town. And some people were telling some pretty stark stories.
Okay.
You know, and after the meeting, now the law enforcement people are doing what they do. The policy makers are doing what they do, and I didn't want people to think, you know, well, things have gone quiet, nothing is happening again, and, you know, well, it's drifted off. So we figured, well, if law enforcement and policy are doing their thing, the third spoke is the people, the citizens of Stratford, and we need a way of expressing ourselves in the interim, you know, and a lot of people were doing that at the meeting. We need to keep doing that.
Sure, yeah.
So I talked to my board, and we agreed to that a good way of doing that is to let people wear their feelings.
Okay.
You know, there's the expression, wear your feelings on your sleeve. Well, this is on your chest or on your head or anything like that. We've got beanies, we've got toques, we've got hoodies, we've got T-shirts, and coffee mugs.
Okay, there you go. And coffee mugs, too. And everybody likes swag. And certainly at this time of year, you know, with holiday gift giving, this makes another great gift.
Yeah, and you know, we're sort of feeling that we can drown out the bigotry by doing this, by showing our feelings, positive feelings for Stratford, negative feelings for hatred.
There you go.
We can do that by showing it in what we wear.
Yeah, and so how can people pick up the swag? There's quite a variety available, as you mentioned, mugs and quite a number of you know, shirts and sweatshirts, that sort of thing. How can people pick this up?
Yep, we've got a first initial shipment in. You can go to our website, which is stratfordpride.com, and click on the swag button, and that'll take you to the store that we've set up, and you can pick the size you want, the item you want, order it online, and then either come into the community center and pick it up, or we'll get it to you.
Perfect. And it's I'm from Stratford, Ontario, where love is love. Great message there.
Yeah, that's what's on the T-shirts and the hoodies. And the headwear says, Stratford, feel free to be yourself.
Okay. I love it. And then on the mugs, it says, I support the Stratford Pride Community Center, Stratford's safe space. There you go.
Exactly.
All right. So again, we'll pass along and share the info on our social media and website with mystratfordnow.com. Lots of swag available with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. And Bruce, we've got a big event happening, gosh, this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we do. And this sort of evens out the more serious tone of the attacks and so on, with a little bit of fun coming up towards Christmas. It's a holiday cabaret. We call it Being Naughty and Nice. So it's a combination of the two. This is not a lip sync thing. This is live singing.
Okay, so live entertainment.
The headliner is Sherry Sylvain, who actually has some training with the festival.
Okay.
She's been in showbiz now for 30 years, as well as been in civil rights activist for about the same amount of time.
All right.
And she's got her protege, Mira Fantasy.
All right. So that's happening this Saturday. It's the Copperlight Banquet Hall, and that's on Ontario Street. So that's the former Knox Church, and it's downstairs at the beautiful banquet hall. Absolutely gorgeous down there.
Yep, and it's $30 in advance or $35 at the door.
Okay, and it's not too late to pick up tickets. Again, we'll share details on our social media as well. And again, Bruce, with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide, a special shout-out coming up in the new year for Stratford Winter Pride. More events coming up.
Yes, and this one is going to be extraordinary, particularly compared to last year when we had to do a truncated version because of COVID. This includes something that some people I know are already looking forward to, which is a fancy dress, costume, dinner, and cabaret show.
Nice.
With some talent from the festival. So there are things I can't talk about right now, but I can say that I'm very, very grateful to the festival for the support they're giving us in doing this. The dinner and the cabaret are going to be at the Tom Patterson Theater, and it's wear your best rainbow costume.
Okay, and that'll be coming up in February, is that right, for those events?
Yeah, 4 days in February, the 9th to the 12th.
All right.
And everything is already online on our website, stratfordpride.com again. And you'll be able to start buying tickets as of Monday.
All right, so lots happening, lots coming up with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Bruce Duncan-Skeef. Bruce, thanks for all the details. And again, the swag looks great. Good luck with that.
Thanks again.